Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
A couple weeks, but hello everybody. It's good friend Patrick O'Dowd with his good friend David Ungar welcoming you in to another edition of Hockey Talk. Hockey Talk is a part of the Chair Shot Radio Network here on the ChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Dave, you know it was Chris Platt's birthday not too long ago?
Yes.
A week or so ago? How about that? Happy belated birthday, Christopher Platt, who never comes on the network anymore. But we miss you.
You got to text him, or he doesn't see. So,
well, I mean, I'm not cool enough to be in that circle of trust. So, I will sit here and mourn that the one and only Christopher Platt does
you
not
have
come
to. You have to go through 70,000 people to meet up at a random souvenir stand at SoFi Stadium in the middle of WrestleMania to get in that circle of trust, Pat. That's all you got
to
do.
I see. Well, I have no intentions of going to any WrestleManias to go through those hoops, though. Who knows what happens next year in Vegas? Who knows? There's talk. There's talk, Greg. Oh, I'm sorry. There's talk, Dave.
There is talk. So, lots of interesting talk about.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. Hey, missed you last week. Did you have a good weekend away? Because the pictures you sent me indicated a less than stellar experience. For those of you who don't know, Dave went and hung out with the mouse.
I did on it was my wife's late birthday present, and she and I don't usually get to go together because schedules, somebody's got to stay with the pups. And on this occasion, everything worked up. The stars aligned for not just me and her to go, but for our niece and nephew to go. And my nephew has not been there in a decade. So he's a big Star Wars fan. Has always wanted to see Galaxy's Edge. And hasn't materialized. So, you know, I kind of held off getting a ticket until the last minute because things tend to go wrong whenever we try to plan these things out. Somebody gets sick, somebody gets hurt, and I usually am like the line of last defense. So as I told you, when I tried to get the ticket, they didn't have any reservations for either park because I was like, oh, well, I'll get in one and park hop over to the other one. They had nothing for the single one. So it looked like I wasn't going to be able to get in, although I said, look, I'll drive you guys down there that way. You know, my wife, she doesn't dig driving, you know, that distance or at night or anything like that. And on the way down there, my niece is looking up stuff and we can't get any single day reservations. And then we discover this neat little scam that Disney pulled here, that if you get a Southern California 3-day pass, magically there are reservations for the day we are going down there. And my wife explained it very eloquently to me that she's like, well, they allocate certain reservations for certain types of passes. Like she's a magic key holder. And she's like, they only do a certain amount even for us. And then they shut that down. So they must have used up. And sure enough, when we got down there walking in, there were signs, no reservations are available for today. So I have not seen that before on a random Saturday in February.
Was there anything going on? Like, was there an event?
No.
Or something?
Nope. I looked up everything.
Super Bowl, the Super Bowl parade.
The day before
the
Super
Bowl. That would have been the Monday after. Oh, it was the day before. Yeah. So it was like the Monday after, I know. That's the Super Bowl parade this year. Was
even like on the 11th, the day of the Super Bowl was sold out. So I'm like, that's really odd. It was pretty cool. I mean, you know, Ken got to do Rise of the Resistance, which you and I are very high on. He loved that. We had fun on Smuggler's Run. You know, we were pilot, co-pilot, that sort of thing. It is a little bit strange there without Haunted Mansion being open. And with Tiana still a good 6 to 7 to 8 months away from being open, that sort of thing. But
we Disney World goers will get to see it first.
You will. You will. Although I see like, they're making good progress. But, you know.
Yeah, they're saying in Disney World, they're saying summer 2024. So.
Well, it's weird.
See.
That
I
they
may get to see it when I'm there in September.
Yeah, I hope. You should. I hope so. I mean, it's strange that they. Because they shut down Haunted Mansion, so they made Pirates of the Caribbean a Lightning Lane thing for the first time ever. But it was broken down most of the day, so it really didn't matter.
Well, and there was a reason, as this is not only Hockey Talk, it's your Disney Parks Talk, everybody. Yes. They're expanding the queue for Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
And making it larger and more immersive with some more stellar storytelling. They're adding a store a la... like they have at Disney World, like Disney World's Magic Kingdom, there is Memento Mori, which is right next to Haunted Mansion, and it is a Haunted Mansion store. Like that's everything in there is Haunted Mansion themed stuff. It's the Little O'Dowd's, one of his two favorite stores. The other one being, oddly enough, the souvenir store at the Fort Wilderness Campground Resort. And here's why. It is a Chip and Dale themed store. And so... the Little O'Dowd's favorite characters are Chip and Dale. He loves everything about them. So we have to now go to Fort Wilderness Resort to check out the Chip and Dale merch that's there. And it's always been very exciting for us. Very, very fun. And, but between that and Memento Mori, that's what he's got. He has again voiced his interest in going to see Disneyland.
Well,
I have planted the seed in Mrs. O'Dowd about a California trip that may be because, let's be real. Until Disneyland gets its expansion, it's not quite the week-long destination vacation that a Disney World trip is because no. the parks are smaller. Now, that's not to say there isn't other things to do in the area. Like, obviously, there are plenty of other fun things to do.
I'll say that Disneyland's bigger than the Magic Kingdom Park. Disneyland's bigger than that and has got probably about 10 extra rides there that Magic Kingdom doesn't have. So... but like you're saying, 3 days is the most you really are going to need there until they expand. But yeah, like you're also saying, it's very like Florida, centrally located and lots of stuff in the surrounding areas. You got Knott's Berry Farm, you got Magic Mountain, you got SeaWorld not too far away, Universal not too far away. Although, yeah, if you're going to Universal in Florida, there's no real reason to go to the one in Hollywood.
Right. But... the thing about going to Disneyland versus Disney World for us now is the different rides, like the different ride experiences that you can still get at Disneyland that you can't get at Disney World, and the shift of some of the familiar rides that exist at both parks but are different at both parks. For example, the aforementioned Haunted Mansion. Haunted Mansion is set up differently at Disney World versus Disneyland. And of course, if you're going to go during the holidays, you get the bonus of the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay at Disneyland over Disney World, which is always sets it ahead. But even though it's a little difference too, like the walkway versus everything being in the Doom Buggy like it is in Disney World, like the Little O'Dowd's like, but I want to see it. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. You can only get that now at Disneyland. You can't get that at Disneyland.
And
creepy though it is.
And Pirates is a very different ride out here.
Yeah, there's two drops. It's a little more intense.
You actually get wet on one of them now. They did something. They tweaked it like and you get a little bit wet on there. There's definitely reasons to, and it feels different. The atmosphere is very different out here. It's because it's the original and it's got some stuff on Main Street that Magic Kingdom doesn't feel the same.
Right, but then Magic Kingdom's festival game come Epcot, just like kind of blew it. Like you get four different festivals and stuff like that. Yeah. Anyway, Someday, Dave and I are just going to change the Hockey Talk podcast to the Disney Talk podcast, and you'll get all of your Disney travel
when
needs.
You come out here or we meet up for a live show. That's what we will do.
Okay. We'll see what happens there. Who knows? Maybe it'll be next year when I might go to Vegas. But we're not here to talk about Disney. We just did that for 10 minutes. Part of that is because, kids, I got a confession. I have not watched a lot of hockey, and I'm going to own it up front. I'm going to pull that curtain back. I'm going to own it because, as everybody knows, I am a college basketball nut. Like, I love me my NCAA basketball, and we are in peak college basketball season. We are in February as conference standings start to shake out, as teams are starting to fight their way towards March and Selection Sunday for March Madness. That's all coming down the pipe, and I have been watching intensely my beloved Fighting Illini, who, incidentally, on this past Saturday, beat Dave's Maryland Terrapins, got a measure of revenge after the Terps beat Illinois on their home court. Illinois turned around and beat them on their home court. It was a great game, nip and tuck all the way. Really came down to a crazy sequence late in the game. Illinois is up one. A missed shot on a three on Illinois' end of the floor results in a player, Coleman Hawkins, grabbing a rebound, but he's falling out of bounds. And so in desperation, rather than give up the possession, he tries to save it, throws it into the waiting hands of Jameer Young, who looks like he has a clear path to the basket until Marcus Damask bothers him on the layup. Young misses. Illinois gets the rebound and basically does a three-quarter court pass to the aforementioned Coleman Hawkins, who's under the hoop. He gets a two-handed dunk and one, puts Illinois up four instead of being down one. And that was kind of the backbreaker for the Maryland Terrapins in front of a full house. All of that because I haven't been watching hockey, Dave. So I'm very sorry.
I knew the Terps and the Illini were playing yesterday. Based on your reactions as it was going on, I was wondering if the Terps had won. But sounds like a good game. UConn looks
Maryland. UConn looks pretty good. Illinois fits. UConn is the best team in the country. They're, you know, sorry for those of you in West Lafayette who love their Purdue Boilermakers, and you have the best player in the country. Absolutely. Zach Edey is a 7'4" monster. UConn is the best team in the country. UConn welcomed in a number 5 ranked Marquette. Four ranked Marquette and just boat raced them off the court. And I mean, it was ugly. I posted the Simpson gif. It got so bad. Like, UConn was supposed to take a step back.
They're the defending champions, right? UConn is.
They did. They won it all last year, and they lost all this talent, and everybody was like, they're going to be good. They didn't know they were going to be this good, but Donovan Clingan, their center, they have their own 7-footer. He's a monster, and he's fully healthy. He's getting shit done. He is a pain in the ass for anybody to guard because he can stretch you. He can pull you away from the basket, and he can also have gravity around the basket. So he is a hell of a great player amongst a lineup of great players. UConn is going to be great. But hey, again, that's what I've been up to. We are going to talk a little bit of hockey today because this is Hockey Talk. So thank you to those of you who stuck with us for 14 minutes. We're going to take our first commercial break, and then I'm going to fire some stuff. Oh, what's up?
No, I was going to say we got by that opening. Opening place.
Oh yeah, we got past the opening placeholder. Exactly, yeah. We talked Disney and college basketball. Hey. It's great. There may be a college basketball podcast on the horizon too. More on that. It's about whether or not you know, PC Tunney, he's always pitching podcasts. That's all I'm gonna say. He's always pitching podcasts. So we're gonna take our first commercial break. When we come back, I promise you, when we come back, you'll get to hear us talk a little hockey. You are listening to Hockey Talk here on the ChairShot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hockey Talk. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ungar here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com, where we remind you to always use your head. If you love what we do, head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Invest in a Chairshot shirt. Only $19.99. Tons of designs there. Spend a few dollars more, though. You can get it soft style. It'll feel great on your giblets. We'll thank you. We love you. Help support us. Keep this going. We love bringing you content every single day. Dave. There have been some notable things that have happened. One of my favorite things about NHL.com is no matter how unprepared I am for this podcast, and I am woefully underprepared today, they have a little segment that they put out every day called the NHL Morning Skate. And that's how we can see that the Stadium Series game was played on Saturday. The New Jersey Devils get their first ever outdoor win. And I guess here's my question to you. What are your thoughts about a hockey game being played at a 75,000 person stadium?
I mean, me personally, as long as the conditions are right and the stadium's set up well and the sight lines are good, I'm all in favor of it, because anything that gets more exposure for the NHL, I think is an excellent thing. And I mean, going back to its roots and the outdoor stadiums and stuff like that, I've always enjoyed the Stadium Series. I mean, the Winter Classic is the Winter Classic. These are kind of good, fun little runner ups and that sort of thing. But yeah, New Jersey needed that win in a big way. That's for sure. So I like it as long as it's done right, you know, and you're not just like putting a hockey rink in a stadium for the sake of doing it, and it's just there, and it's just like, okay, this looks like shit. Why should I care? Where did they play this one at?
MetLife Stadium.
I mean, they've done stuff. Yeah, MetLife's
and,
a good stadium.
And here's the thing is, we're recording here on Sunday. By the time this drops on Tuesday, they're actually playing a second Stadium Series game. There's another game tonight that's the Rangers and the Islanders. And I don't even think it's tonight. It's like this afternoon.
Is that the Rangers and the MetLife Islanders as well?
Okay. Yeah. And the Islanders on their social media, they did the locker room thing, right? Where they've got the locker room set up and the jerseys are hanging there and they're like, we're ready to go. So I think that's where a Stadium Series game really works. By the way, if you're going to fill up a major stadium, MetLife, let's make no joke about it. Like, MetLife is a big stadium. If you're going to fill that up for people to watch a hockey game, doing an in-state game like that, or, you know, having the Jersey Devils play there, teams that are close that make a lot of sense. I think that makes a ton of sense. And I do like these outdoor NHL games. You know, next year's Stadium Series game is taking place in Columbus. I think the Blue Jackets got the Stadium Series
Ohio
game.
State?
They're
going to play at the Ohio State Stadium.
I think so. Yeah. And then the other one that they do, the Winter Classic is taking place in Wrigley Field. Up in Chicago. Ooh. And it's the Blues and the Blackhawks. Oh. So that makes a ton of sense. You know, get two teams, two rivals that can take each other on, good fan bases that are in the area, can see their teams in a unique environment. Wrigley Field's going to be busy next year. They're doing an NCAA football game. Illinois Northwestern are playing at Wrigley Field for a college football game in the offseason, and they're going to host the Winter Classic next year as well. And so those two games are very, very exciting. And then, yeah, you've got Columbus. The Columbus Blue Jackets are going to be hosting the Stadium Series game around this time of year next year. And, you know, who knows? I look forward to seeing what kind of atmosphere they have today as we're recording
this.
Oh,
it should be electric. I mean, Devils Flyers, yeah. But Rangers Islanders, that you get the Rangers involved, that city loves the New York Rangers. They love them, the Rangers. And, you know, maybe Rangers Devils is the only thing I could think of that would have more electricity to it. But yeah, Rangers Islanders, right. That should be fun. I mean, and you look at the standings, Rangers are red hot right now, and all these teams that are playing, Devils need a win. They got to win. Islanders desperately need a win to stay in this thing. I mean, the coaching change hasn't exactly. Patrick Waugh had a little bit of success, but not what I'm sure they were hoping for.
Right. Let's be clear. By the way, the announced attendance for Saturday's game, 70,328 fans. That's a hell of a crowd. That's a lot of people going through some turnstiles.
It is, and I know it makes you and I smile. So, and I think they'll sell out today. I think for sure they'll sell out today.
Two rookie goaltenders yesterday mm-hmm. playing in the stadium. So good stuff. And what is it? I'm gonna lose it. I've lost Nico Daws, 45 saves, set an NHL outdoor game record. And was the third highest total by a rookie this year. So tip of the cap to Dawes. That was a heck of a thing. I would go to an outdoor game.
Oh yeah.
I would go to a stadium game.
Absolutely.
They did one at Yankee Stadium 10 years ago. That's one of the things that Morning Skate was talking about, is that this game tonight is a rematch of a Yankee Stadium game back in 2014.
I would love to see them do something at the Rose Bowl. And I know it has its challenges because of the weather out here, but they did a game in 100+ degrees between like the Kings and somebody else in Vegas years ago and were able to keep the ice okay. So I know it can. And the Kings did an outdoor game, I think maybe at Dodger Stadium not that long ago. So I know it could be done. It's just if they ever roll back around
to Fenway and can get it to do one in Fenway, I'd go see one in Fenway. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Cats,
or even the former Foxborough, like even Gillette Stadium. Like I'd do Gillette.
I mean, you could do Busch Stadium, would seem to, or whatever is in St. Where do the Cardinals play?
Yeah, Busch Stadium. Yeah. St. Louis fans show up too. Like that's the thing I love. Like even when their team is terrible, they show up. Like they're going to support their team. So that should be good.
Your team's not terrible though, Pat.
We're going to get to that. We'll get to that in the second half of the program after we take our second commercial break. Because there is one other thing. Did you see have you seen the kind of tear Austin Matthews has been on the last two games?
Yep.
Back-to-back hat tricks. That is sick.
Yeah.
And, I mean, wow. The Maple Leafs and the Panthers both scored 9 goals yesterday. That's ridiculous.
You've seen the standings. For the first time since I can't remember when, Boston is not leading the Atlantic any longer.
We're going to talk about that on the second. We're going to talk standings in the second half. I was just talking fun news items to start. You know, Austin Matthews getting hat tricks like it's his job. I mean, we know he's good. What else is that? Jaromir Jagr, his jersey was finally retired. They finally had the jersey retiring ceremony.
It seems a little bit overdue, but the guy never retired. He just kept playing and kept playing.
He was on the ice for name a player you loved to hate more than Jaromir Jagr. Who is the player that and here's the thing is you wanted him on your team so bad.
It's easy for me. Mario Lemieux.
Who's
easy.
That?
Mario Lemieux.
Ah, good point. Good point.
Easy.
And that pretty fucking face of his.
Yeah.
God.
And just so damn good. And I just, you know, just...
Well, what is it about Pittsburgh Penguin players having punchable faces? Because Sidney Crosby's kind of got a punchable face, right? Like you kind of want to hit the kid a little bit. You want to respect him. But let's look at your guy, Ovi. Ovi looks like a hockey player. Ovi's got the missing teeth and the crooked, kind of cragged jaw. Sid Crosby, kind of pretty. Mario Lemieux, kind of pretty.
Yeah, I'm just looking at,
you know,
looking at Austin Matthews' numbers, 48 goals, and there's still a good almost 30 games left. It's been a while since somebody got 70. He might be able to pull it off.
He might. Completely unrelated to the Austin Matthews talk. Definitely not a pretty Lemieux, Claude Lemieux.
No.
Dude, that dude looked like a hockey player, right? Like there's certain dudes. Like you're like, oh, that's a professional athlete. And the person would be like, really? What sport do they play?
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, hockey. You look at Claude Lemieux, you're like, yep. By the way, for me, Chris Chelios. I couldn't stand Chris Chelios because he wasn't on my team. And he burned my team all the time. Like I it was a he hate us because he ain't us sort of moment. Like, I hated him because he wasn't on my team. But, man, I wanted him on my team.
Yeah.
He was so good.
Yeah, Lemieux stands out. Jaromir Jagr stands out. I'm sure for you, Stevie Y is high up there on the list of people you dislike greatly.
Oddly enough, I hated Fedorov more than I hated Yzerman.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because he's just so good.
I say
it,
that.
It has nothing to do with like him as a person either. It's right. Just like he's... Sergei Fedorov was just ridiculous.
And I get that. And the reason I can't, you know... Fedorov has a special place to me because he scored the game-winning goal in Game 7 against the Rangers in 2010 or 2009. When they came back from 3-1 to beat the Rangers and then should have beat the Penguins but flamed out again. So it's the Caps. What do you expect? Ovi started scoring. I was texting you earlier that, you know, he went from like...
Yeah, I noticed that. Good for him.
Went on a nice 6-game run there to kind of get respectable a little bit here and, you know, start to get people talking again about the record. So it's amazing what happens when people try to set him up instead of the other way around, right?
It is. It's, you know, it's almost as if he's a
goal scorer. Yeah, right.
By the way, I had to look this up just because when you were like, you know, Sergei played whenever he played for you guys and almost, you know, and kind of led your Caps to victory. Sergei Fedorov is only 54 years old. And I'm looking at like current photos of him. He looks good. He looks good.
I mean, like, you watch that goal he scores against the Rangers. It's just him and Ovi going up the ice, and he just takes it the whole way and just stops. And I forget who the Rangers defender was, just skates by him and he just blasts it over Lundqvist's shoulder. It's like, geez.
Yep. So good. Cool. All right. So that was a lot of fun. Got some of that off our chest. We talked about our favorite players to hate. That segues nicely into us taking our second commercial break already, and we'll talk a little standings, talk about where things have shifted since the All-Star break 2 weeks ago. Hard to believe it's already been 2 weeks, but when we come back, we'll take a look at where things stand, and Dave can finally talk about how the Bruins are no longer in first place out there in the East. It's what a world we live in. So all that and more when we come back. You've been listening to Hockey Talk on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hockey Talk. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ungar here, giving you all the deets as best we can on the hockey here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com. Always use your head. Yada, yada, yada. ProWrestlingTees.com/Chairshot. Yada, yada, yada. $19.99. Soft style. $2 more. So on and so forth.
Say giblets somewhere.
Giblets. Feeling good. All right. Dave, you mentioned it. In the last hour, I asked you to hold off for a second so we can talk about it this segment. First of all, kids, when you are a fan of a winning hockey team, I'm going to speak for Dave here. I'm going to presume that Dave is in agreement. When you are the fan of a winning hockey team, don't go on social media when your team is losing and be like, my team sucks, when your team is in first place in the Atlantic at the time, no longer. Because you know what? Your team's in a little bit of a slump. But they don't suck. It's not your fault. Well, it is kind of your team's fault that they're 4-4-2 in their last 10, while Florida has gone on a serious tear. They've won 5 in a row. They're 9-1 in their last 10. They are kicking ass and taking still a lot of season left, and they're only a point. And Bruins fans, you're still a good 9 points up on Toronto. So do me a favor. Don't say your team sucks because they're in a little bit of a slump. This is part of a season. Because, Dave, I don't know about you. I'm not worried about the Boston Bruins. Are you?
Not in the least. And they are going to be right
there.
Why
not?
Yeah. Because they're great. They're a good, solid team. And, you know, okay, they've lost 4 in a row. Get over it. They're going to be all right. Still got, like you said, a healthy lead over Toronto. But I'll tell you, man, I think flying under the radar, a sneaky good rivalry is building between Boston and Florida. And it started last year in that tremendous upset of a series that took place. And we all talk about Boston-Toronto, and for good reason. That makes sense. But this Boston, Florida thing, this dynamic that's going on, is going to be really interesting how this plays out, especially if, let's say, Boston does get by Toronto, which I think is reasonable to assume that that's going to happen, and Florida's waiting there in the wings. That series is going to be pretty damn intense. But yeah, to get to your point, I'm not worried about the Boston Bruins. You weren't going to have a season like a year ago. They started that way, but you know, come on, that's a ridiculous pace to try and keep up. It's not going to happen. This is more normal, what you would expect from the Boston Bruins. And yeah, I think they've got as good a chance as anybody to win the whole damn thing.
Can we, I'm going to jump to the other side real quick. Can we declare the Pacific done yet?
Where are we? What is this? Let's see.
Vancouver sit with a 12-point lead. They're 80 points, 80 points on the season. Highest point total out of any team.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I don't know. They're 37-13.
And you look at their last 10, 6-2-2.
Who saw this coming?
Nobody.
Who saw this coming?
And we've been waiting all year for it to go away or fall apart, and it's not. And I think that at this point, you got to figure they're real. And I know, like, last time we did Hockey Talk, Edmonton was on the verge of tying the record. That did not happen because the champs said, we're the champs for a reason. And Aiden Hill said, not tonight, assholes. You're not having it tonight.
Right.
And Edmonton since then is kind of, they're okay. They're 7-3 in their last 10. But, yeah, Vancouver, they've got to be the surprise of the year. And I think, like you're saying, I'm not ready to declare it over, but unless Vancouver goes on like a 10-game losing streak, it's over.
Right. They really would have to go into it, just do a header.
Yeah.
And just totally face plant in to see. And that's not to say that it can't happen.
It could, but you know, they're awfully good.
They are really, really good. And they have been showing out like crazy. So I'm in 2 weeks. If we're still sitting at this kind of a lead, I think you're done.
Yeah. Let's talk about your guys.
Trade deadline be damned. Yeah. Let's talk about the Blues and how good they've been since coming back from the after putting on what I would describe as the most lackluster display of hockey when I last watched them, when they played the Blue Jackets and both teams were just like, can we just get to the All-Star game?
Can we just get done? What do you think this coaching change is the reason for it? I mean, they've been much better since they got rid of
their scoring goals.
Yeah.
They're scoring goals. Whatever he has revitalized them offensively. You know, you look, it's funny because they're still at a -8 goal differential, even with how much better they've been playing, because they would win games by one goal and lose games by like 5 goals. And outside of yesterday, from when we're recording this, so Saturday, when they gave up 5 goals to Nashville, they've still been defending pretty well, but they're scoring. There was a game they scored 7 goals, I want to say, a week or so ago. And so the offense just has looked so much better, looked so much smoother. They're just playing more inspired hockey. And that it's weird because this I'm going to say this, and I don't want people to take this as me saying the Blues are going to win the Stanley Cup. But the last time the Blues made a coaching change, when they were playing uninspired hockey, and they were playing even more uninspired hockey than when we let Craig Berube go, they won the cup because, you know, the coaching staff, the coaching change really got them into a place where they fixed a lot of our deficiencies in scoring. Like Jordan Kyrou is really turning it on lately. Like he's been playing extraordinarily well. He's kind of become the big threat out of the team. Like when Kyrou has the puck, you expect good things to happen. And Torrey Krug's starting to play better. Kind of looking like the guy we thought we were going to get when we picked him up from Boston. And it's been good. It's been good to see.
And NHL.com has a pretty good write up on your new center, Robert Thomas, and how he's tried.
Yep, Robert,
how he's
well,
filled.
Not our new center.
Newish, I guess. I mean, when
he's been around for, he's been a Blue for a while.
Yeah. When they got rid of Ryan O'Reilly and how Thomas has kind of filled that role, probably better than I think people expect. I mean, I think, you know, we talked about Austin Matthews. He's coming in for the next game with St. Louis. So that'll tell a tale. And Jordan Binnington, I've watched him lately. still remarkable.
He's good Benny right now. He's not bad Benny. Yeah, when he's bad Benny, it's bad. So you gotta watch out for that.
Your guys at the deadline right now looking like probably buyers, I would say. If nothing changes.
Yeah, I would say if they're sitting in that second wild card spot, they're only a couple points up on the aforementioned Nashville Preds. So you would think that Army would be looking, or sorry, Doug Armstrong, for those of you who don't know, that he's gonna be looking to bring in, I would say, we're scoring and we're doing better. I don't think he could go wrong with getting another guy who could put the puck in the net.
My guys, meanwhile, are in the worst possible place to be, right? Because
they're in no man's land.
They're like 6 points out of the wild card. Detroit, shockingly, is the second wild card. So, and if you're looking at that as a Caps fan and you're saying, we've been inconsistent as hell this year. Sometimes we score, sometimes we don't, but Detroit is the team in front of you. And I mean, yeah, you've got the Islanders and the Devils are also sitting there, but yeah, I think, that's what I was wondering. Okay. March 8th, that's still a few weeks away. So I think by then you'll have a better idea, but right now, God, man, if I was the Caps and I really wanted to make a run, we talked about it earlier, their prospect, Ryan Leonard, just keeps scoring goals and at a ridiculously healthy clip. And I'm like, dude, once the college playoffs, if he's eliminated, you really should probably think about bringing him in and see what he can do. See if he can ignite anything, because they need something. And if the kid is as good as he seems to be, why wouldn't you bring him in at this point? And just even if you don't make the playoffs, see what he's got.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Here's one other little thing. Blackhawks fan, good news. Welcome back, Connor Bedard.
Yep.
Came back this past week. Took a nasty hit, broke his jaw. Original timeline said he was going to miss 6 weeks. So to get him back early, sells tickets. Like, the Blackhawks are still a couple years away, a couple of draft picks and players away. But I mean, that guy, he's good stuff.
Dude, lost in the stadium series was a game played last night that just has riveting written all over it. The Columbus Blue Jackets and the San Jose Sharks. Woo! Oof. Wow.
Yeah. Oof.
Your girlfriend. Well, oof.
Everybody's gotta play everybody. Yep. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. So
Columbus got rid of their GM earlier in the week too. So it's
they
just
did.
Disaster.
They did. So that, well, again, change needs to happen. And this is you say disaster, but this is very typical of hockey. Coaching changes happen all the time. GMs get fired all the time. I can't believe, honestly, with Berube getting fired, I wondered how much of a leash Doug Armstrong had with the Blues, because you wonder if it's time for that regime to change. Obviously, the coaching change has helped. I still think he needs to make some moves and do better with his salary cap, because what really hurt the Blues and why they took such a big step back and just now are starting to play well and still have a ways to go, in my opinion. Like, I'll believe this run if it's sustained. And like you said, we got some big games coming up to see if that's sustained. And yes, I did the poor sports journalist thing and said we. But Doug Armstrong needs to find talent, sign it, and not sign it in such a way that when you lose them, you can't sign anybody else. Because that was really what happened, is we had to go young all over again. We had to go young and inexperienced, and that made it very, very challenging to maintain. So, Dave, we are coming up on time, my friend. You want to say two words about your Washington Capitals?
I already did. Just, they're in no man's land, like we talked about. Ovi scoring, nobody else is scoring. Bring up Ryan Leonard. Let's see what happens.
To quote the great John Lovitz in his terrific animated television series, The Critic, they stink.
They don't stink. They're just not good enough to be.
They're blah. They're okay.
They're okay. As middle of the road as exactly.
They're fine.
They're fine.
Cool.
They're better than Madam Web. I'll put it that way. So,
well, no, none of us have seen Madam Web, in fairness, because it's not looking good. But that's a different show. We are going to end this show, though. And before we do, Dave, tell everybody where they can find you out there on the socials and on the Chair Shot Radio Network.
Oh, you can find me on the platform that we affectionately call Twix, at Attitude Ag, that is at Attitude AGG, Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression, Threads, and Instagram at Attitude of Aggression, all one word.
Just to pull my chair shot villain card, you call it Twix. I call it X Twitter.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, buddy. It's all good.
That's fair. And you can follow me on the aforementioned X Twitter and every other social media platform that you can think of by heading over and following at Wrestling Realist. That is at WRESTLNGREALIST. Catch me every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Mondays, talking nerdy stuff on Bandwagon Nerds. Tuesdays, talking hockey or music with this David Ungar fellow that's sitting right here over to my right in virtual world. And on Wednesdays, talking wrestling with my best friend, Greg DeMarco, on The Greg DeMarco Show. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's edition of Hockey Talk. We will catch you next week, where hopefully my St. Louis Blues will still be winning games. Hopefully, Dave's Caps will have pulled themselves out of their drudgery. And hopefully, we see some more exciting hockey up at the top of the standings, because things are heating up. We're getting closer to trade deadline. It's an exciting time. Until then, we'll catch you on the flip side. You've been listening to Hockey Talk here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com.
Turn holiday travel from stressful to rewarding. Rakuten helps you save big on travel. They give you cash back when you book with sites like Expedia, Best Western, and Hertz. Even better, you can stack cash back on top of other rewards like airline miles, credit card points, and hotel loyalty programs. Rakuten partners with over 3,700 stores, including Away Luggage, Ray-Ban, and Macy's, so you can be prepared with all the travel essentials and, of course, cute fits for your trip. Keep the rewards going with cash back on holiday gifts for friends and family. With Rakuten, you'll never miss out on savings at your favorite stores. The stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Join for free and start your shopping at Rakuten.com or use the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.